Today, Kwarinam, November 30th. Well, today we send Hinduism Today, the February issue, which is very interesting. A lot of white faces this time. Very interesting. And the subject that we're going to discuss today comes from a question. What do you mean by conversion to Hinduism? I was told that Hindus do not allow conversion. Well, in Lord Shiva's world, it's a different world than in the other denominations of Hinduism, which are Saivism, Sauktism, Vaishnavism, and Smartism. Smartism is a Brahmin, caste-oriented, though liberal to a certain extent in its philosophy, trying to encompass the world with Vedanta. It does not allow conversion into Hinduism. They even go so far to say, there are four or five pontiffs, that you have to be born in India, an Indian, to be a Hindu. But if you're born in India, and you're an Indian citizen, and you're white, you can't be a Hindu. They even infer that if you're born in Sri Lanka, and Sri Lankans are not Indians, and haven't been for 1,000 years or more, that they can't be Hindus, or in Fiji, or any other country. Why is this? Because they feel you have to be born in a caste, one of the four castes, to become a Hindu, and you cannot convert into the caste because the castes, which are the Shudra, the workers, Vaishya, the business people, Kshatriya, the politicians and rulers, and the Brahmins, which is the priestly caste. So they're very firm in this, and most Indian Swamis are from the Smarta Sampradaya, or this particular denomination. Therefore, they freely give to Western people Hindu first names, but that's it. They don't take them any further because they do not have an overall writing permission from their paramacharyas. The founder of the Smarta Sampradaya, Shankaracharya, left four or five people who carry on his lineage, and therefore they do not have permission to even give the name-giving ceremony, which is the entrance into Hinduism, nor do the priests that follow this particular denomination. But all is not lost. The denomination called Shakta freely brings in people into Hinduism, so does the Saiva denomination and the Vaishnava denomination. Then the question comes up, how do you become a Hindu? Well, it's explained in the beautiful little book, Loving Ganesha, Hinduism's Endearing Elephant-Faced God. And that's the god that drank up all the milk in various cities throughout Europe and India in the milk-drinking miracle. You can read about it in the book. First, one must join a Hindu community. The best way is to go to the local Hindu temple and blend with the population there, and get to know them, their customs, and their feelings about worship. Worship is a very big part of Hinduism, especially for the beginner. Secondly, we must, and I'm paraphrasing from page 548, there are six steps. So the first step is joining a Hindu community. The second step is making a point-counterpoint of your beliefs, whether they be Jewish or Christian or Islamic. Compare them to Sanatana Dharma, basic beliefs of karma, reincarnation, Dharma, and the existence of God everywhere. If you accept these four beliefs, which are contrary to the Abrahamic religions I just mentioned, you are, by default, a Hindu. But it must be clear to your subconscious mind, so make a point-counterpoint and write down why you rejected the former beliefs and accepted your new ones. Then show this to a Hindu elder for his review and comment in the temple that you're attending. Next, is ethical severance from former mentors, letting them know. If you're born Jewish, that means from a Jewish mother, you should go to the rabbi and let him know, because he will then tell everyone else that you are leaving the fold. But first he will tell you that it's impossible for a Jew to leave the religion. This is not true. A Catholic priest will also say the same, as will a Protestant minister. This is also not true. We have letters from Catholic priests and archbishops, and we have converted Jews into Hinduism, and a few Muslims also. It's an ipso facto situation. You're automatically excommunicated. Ipso facto, that means automatic, if you accept contrary beliefs to those that you were raised with or taught in Sunday school. And many people go to college and get converted without them knowing it and become existentialists. Even the New Age movement has its own beliefs. So this is soul searching, adjusting the subconscious, and it has to be methodically, and you should have a mentor to help you do this. Then adopting a Hindu name, first name, last name, making it legal, getting a passport, credit cards, library cards, bank account, driver's license, and all of that impresses not only you, but all those about you, that you've made a difference. And this is not a difficult thing to do. Women do it all the time when they get married. They change their name. After the Namakarana Samskar given by a Shakta priest, a Shaivite priest, or a Vaishnavite priest, and not a Smarta priest, because they will say no, that they can't do that. You have this beautiful ceremony, a certificate is signed, and there's a certificate on page 551. Then publish in the newspaper for 3 days that you have changed your name. Tell all of your family and friends and insist that they use your name. If they love you and they really, really love you, they will follow along with you. If you've had contention in your home, your mother or your father said, I named you Janie and you'll always be Janie to me, or I named you John and you shall always be John to me. What is this cult you're going into anyway? Well, conversion to Hinduism is a do-it-yourself system. When eternal truths are realized, that cannot be changed on the inside of you. No one can change your realization. You can't do that. Because realization is permanent. Realization is permanent. So if you are what we call an Ardha Hindu, that means Ardha means have. If you are an Ardha Hindu and have accepted in your heart and soul the eternal truth of karma, reincarnation, existence of God everywhere, and the Dharma of the Vedas, then take the 6 steps and convert yourself. No one can do it for you. This is your internal process. But these 6 steps give you the path and the system to make it happen. Well, it's been wonderful talking to you all in cyberspace, and we need more questions investigating conversion. Send them in. Where's that little button? That little box will come up and you write your question down, send it in. Should be a serious question though. We'll be seeing you in cyberspace tomorrow.